Welcome to the 0-60 podcast. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. This podcast is designed to be a place where you can learn about some of the newest, coolest cars, trucks, and SUVs hitting our showrooms around the Leith Automotive Group and get the scoop on the automotive must-attend events in the Carolinas and Virginia. If you haven't done so yet, please follow us on social at Leith Cars and keep our website handy, leithcars.com. In episode 48 of the series and seventh podcast of 2020, we're featuring a real trophy presentation for a virtual iRacing series.
leithcars.com 0-60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
Hey, I'm Mark Arson for leithcars.com. Welcome to Wake County Speedway, a very exciting occasion for us all to be here today. I've got Charlie Hansen to my left. Charlie is the owner of Wake County Speedway, also represents Southern National Motorsports Park. To my right is Blaze Brinkley, who we are about to present a very special award to. But the reason we're here today and the award we're about to present is all because of you watching the LeithCars.com Leith Direct 100 iRacing series. But Charlie, did you have any idea when we were putting this thing together? And we had never done this before. This was like all new. I mean, kind of thanks to NASCAR, right? And putting their show on Fox TV for the iRacing. We got the idea, well, why don't we do that on the local level? And we're going to feature local racetracks and local drivers. Did you have any idea it would turn out to be as fun as it did?
No, I had no idea whatsoever, Mark. I was, when you approached me, I was like, well, I don't really know anything about virtual racing, but, maybe we can, get in touch with the right people. And Mike Stoddard definitely was very instrumental in making it happen. He pretty much organized the entire league. And then, of course, with Leith Cars, stepping up and sponsoring the entire series and the connections that Mike Stoddard made with Robert D'Amico and then Michael D'Amico and then Robert McFarlane as the race director and then with Mike Diaz and myself being involved, it really just came together nicely and by the time the fifth race was here, it was really a spectacle to see on the virtual level for sure for local racing.
And that's why we're here today. So we created this thing, like Charlie said, to give you, the fan, a little bit of racing, as real as we could make it, on YouTube, for about a month and a half there. And we ran a five-race series. We had a couple of practice races. And it was pretty exciting when we had a real NASCAR driver, Timmy Hill, show up in that first race. Without any further ado, let's go ahead and, Madison, let's have you present Blaze Brinkley, our winner and champion of the 2020 LeithCars.com Leith Direct 100 iRacing Series. Congratulations, Blaze. Show the folks in the stands. Nobody's in the stands today. And Blaze, we got your award here for a virtual series, but you got a real award for a real race car driver. Give us your impression of how that whole series went for you as a driver. It gave you a chance not just to practice, but you got to get out there and race against your real competitors every week we did this thing. How was that?
Yeah, it was pretty fun because it's all guys that I've known my whole life since I started racing Bandoleros when I was 9. So outrunning a lot of them was fun for one and kind of showed them, hey, yeah, I'm a kid, but I can still do this just like any grown man could.
Yeah, and Blaze, that's a good point, too, about outrunning folks, because we ran five official races in the series. You won race number one, race number two. I think you came in no worse than fourth place and maybe the third race. Then you won the fourth race, and then just coasting, this guy comes in. I think you were fourth in the final. Just coasting, he comes in to win the points championship at the end, which is why you're here today. What did you think of racing against, like I mentioned, Timmy Hill? We had, the NASCAR Cup driver, and of course Timmy had just won the NASCAR Invitational, virtual championship there on Fox TV, and then he shows up 3 days later and he's in our race. How was that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool because, you seen him on Sunday beat all the Cup drivers, and then he came to us and finished fourth, like you said, and I got to win that race, so that was pretty cool.
So, you know, we're here today again to congratulate Blaze Brinkley. Once again, we want to thank you for watching. And I tell you what, if you're watching this video and wondering, well, what are you guys talking about, iRacing and Leaf Direct 100 iRacing Series, go to YouTube, to Max Speed TV, and search Leaf Cars or Leaf Direct, and you can watch all five races, and you'll see how good the racing action was. Tell us real quick, Blaze, what are some of the racetracks that you race at regularly in the real world?
This weekend, we actually have a race at Myrtle Beach, but growing up, I always raced at Wake County and Southern National. I mean, they're both very fun tracks. We won two championships at Wake County and three at Southern National growing up, so I mean, I've always just grown up at those two tracks and had a blast there.
All right, well, Blaze, we're going to let you take your iRacing Leaf Direct 100 trophy back and give it a good spot back at maybe the race shop in Charlotte, right, where you work normally. And we're going to let you take this Leaf Chrysler Jeep Gladiator Pace Truck, again, iRacing Series, but with real pace trucks. So we're going to have Blaze do a little lap around Wake County Speedway, a little victory lap, because that's what you do when you win a series championship, right? No donuts, though, okay?
You got it.
All right, so once again, thank you for joining us over the month and a half in those five races. Thank you, Charlie Hansen. Thank you, Robert McFarlane, Mike Diaz, Mike Stotter, Michael D'Amico, Max Speed TV. And, well, yes, that's our sponsor. Everybody at Leith, Leith Ford, they also provided one of our pace trucks. And, you know, we love local racing, too, as much as we love the stuff with NASCAR. So, you know, whether it's Timmy Hill racing in Xfinity or Cup or right here in your local backyard short track, you know, we love getting behind the grassroots effort. So, once again, congratulations, Blaze, and we're going to give you the keys to this bright red Jeep Gladiator. I'm Mark Arson. Thanks for listening to the 0 to 60 podcast. It's a monthly series bringing you the latest news around the Leith Automotive Group and the world of cars and motorsports throughout the Carolinas and Virginia. You can find 0 to 60 on multiple platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few.
0 to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook, @LeithCars.
A copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.